climate change dash. Deceptive term for end time judgments on the earth, as foretold in Revelation. Also, man-made consequences of our own negligent ways. But overall, it's end time problems. The enemy knows this, and has put this lie in the heads of those who don't know God, that climate change should be fought against, rallied about, protested over, all activists activated. The enemy, Satan, has a cover-up lie for everything that might cause people to see that the Bible is true, and prophesied these things long ago. The irony here is the very ones angry about the increasing global environmental issues are the ones who are blindly walking in the ways of darkness, bringing about these judgments from the hand of God. So, if you want real change, look in the mirror. The problem is sin. Leftists and liberals are confused, raising their voices and shaking their fists at man, government, and other things of the world, oblivious to the Creator, the one who holds all things in his hands, and is in control. We Christians know and understand the times we're in, and that's why you don't see us protesting in the streets. We're not innocent, we too sin, but are quick to repent. We're no better than anyone else, just forgiven. As for the global warming part of climate change? My opinion is this: hell has grown larger in order to accommodate its inhabitants, and the whole earth is suffering the effects of the increasing heat. Isaiah 5:14. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself, and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory, and their multitude, and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth, shall descend into it. Sounds crazy to the outsider, I know. But from a biblical perspective, it all lines up. There's nothing we can do to stop what was prophesied in the book of Revelation. We must repent, be ready to meet Jesus. Chaos will increase, disasters will continue. Things will deteriorate until he comes and makes everything new. We can't avoid this. Protesting is futile. Go to God, not man. That's where things can change, from a humble position of prayer, not shouting in anger at the imperfect world around us. We should take care of our environment, it's a responsibility of mankind. But this world as we know it is passing away. This kind of talk seems nuts to those who don't know his word, and fear God. But submitting to him and trusting him, through good times and bad, is what brings about peace in our hearts.